Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Timberwolves are in Chicago to battle the Bulls tonight. Alan Horton will have the call just after 7. Steve Thompson will lead you up to Timberwolves pregame at 6:30 tonight. Early this morning, I got in my car, went to a Bloomington Embassy Suites for a meeting. All right, not that kind of meeting.
Like, literally, you've told me this story half a dozen times so far today. And I still do a double take every time you start it.
It sounds like I'm going to see a professional.
Yes.
And I did.
Just not that
kind not of that kind of professional. As I'm in the elevator, riding up to Suite 705, I text my wife to tell her I'm going to Suite 705 if I never emerge. Because I had not met this person, and it is strange to go to someone's hotel room for a meeting. I was going to see a tailor, a guy who travels around the United States from his home base in Hong Kong. So he's a suit maker. And so he's got suitcases of different fabrics. And now that I'm not on TV and I don't have to wear a suit every day for work, I miss wearing a suit. Now, I need suits. You know, I lost 45 pounds, as you know, so I none of my old suits fit. They're all way too big to be tailored to fit. So I have to buy new suits. And I have some local places that I love going to buy suits. But a friend told me about this guy who is in town having a meeting at a hotel. I mean, it's a little weird, but it was great. So I go up and I meet with Sam, and Sam has all these different patterns, and you're trying to pick out, all right, once you get going, it gets exciting. You're like, oh, I like this one and that one and that one. And then I want to make that suit coat and that suit coat. I have recently realized that I miss dressing up. Our workplaces are so casual now that even if, I mean, you watch on the news, a lot of times you'll see guys not wearing a tie. Most workplaces are wearing this sort of work wear, casual, sort of dressier than a sweatpant. Now, I'm at a radio station, so, you know, dressing up means putting on, like, you know, a clean sweatshirt. It's pretty much what we have here, right? I mean, Dan, who is the most dressed up of anybody here at the station? We have a sales guy, Grant.
Well, the sales staff is a different deal because they've got to still go out and make public appearances.
But even Grant, like, doesn't really wear suits.
Of the non-sales staff, probably Lindsay Peterson would be my guess.
And he doesn't. Really?
He's not suit and tie by any stretch of the imagination.
651-461-9226. Is anyone with me? Does anybody miss dressing up? So I bought these three suits. I bought three suits and two sport coats today that now Sam is going to take. Sam took all my measurements, which, by the way, if you haven't had like a 55-year-old guy take every measurement, not ever. It's a weird deal. You're like, it's just a weird deal all the way around. But he'll take this back to Hong Kong, and they'll make my suits, and they'll send them over. It's weird, right?
There's going to be like a true crime documentary or miniseries or podcast about this in about a year.
It's going to be on Dateline. Yes.
He thought he was meeting a tailor.
I mean, if that happens to me, it could... Could you guys have Keith Morrison do it, please?
Absolutely. I don't know who else we'd go to.
I mean, he thought he was getting a suit. What he ended up getting was so much more. I miss dressing up. I'm going to dress up of my own choice. And I think this is why I'm excited about it. I am sort of excited about it. My wife, you know, I was texting to get her approval on the different patterns and whatever. And she's like, do you need this? Do you need three suits? She's like, you need one suit.
No.
Like for hosting events or whatever.
You got to have at least two.
You need two. But I am excited. I said, I'm going to wear it to dinner. Like, you put on a nice dress. Why can't I wear a suit? I think, I don't know. There's something that makes you feel like you dress. Does that make sense? Like, if you're wearing something nicer, and it doesn't have to be a suit. You don't have to go to a hotel room and have some guy custom make a suit for you. Although, I recommend it. You get the
so far, it's been fabulous.
So far, fabulous. But I like dressing up. I don't want to dress up to come here to work.
There is something when you have a well-fitted suit and, you know, you look sharp. Like you said, you feel there's a different feeling.
There's like a little bit of power, a little bit of confidence.
Having said that, as somebody who basically lives in a hoodie all winter long.
Which you look nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. On occasion, especially if there's something formal going on with the other job or something like that, then definitely, you put on a suit. But I only have the one because those instances are so rare that I just don't need any more than that.
651-461-9226. There's no question if you go to some of the big men's clothing stores here in the Twin Cities. Milburn is one of my favorites in St. Paul. It's been there forever. And they are seeing an uptick in people buying suits again because lawyers are sort of going back to work.
Sure.
And some of the typical weddings are happening, all of that sort of thing. But the average person, there's no dress code anymore. And I'll be honest, one of our texters who just texted in at 651-461-9226 said, great to dress up, terrible to be forced to wear a suit. There is no reason for dress codes these days. I agree with that, but I think we as a society have gotten really lazy with dressing. We've gotten really lazy. And I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just a reality.
It's just
I'm not
something
mad.
That's changed. Yeah.
It's changed.
You're
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But men especially look worse.
But
women still dress up mostly, don't you think? Have men ever been schlubbier than we are today?
Probably not.
Right.
Probably not. But I think you hit on something that's very important, which is your eagerness to get dressed up is at least in part, if not mostly, because it's not being forced upon you, because it's not an expectation. This is something you're doing by your own choice.
I think that's right.
Because you like how it feels when you're dressed up.
It wasn't that exciting.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's not about, the job requires it or I've got to do this. You know?
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge part of it.
Because was I forced to wear a suit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you expect your news anchor to wear a suit. Do I miss putting on a suit at 3 a.m?
Probably
no.
not. No.
No. But would it be nice? Like, I'm going out to dinner. I brought a little sport coat today. A little dressy.
Tie?
No tie.
Did you use the Shelby knot when you had to wear the tie?
I did.
Yeah.
It felt.
I do too. I mean, anytime I have to wear a tie, it's the Shelby knot.
It's a good knot.
It's a great knot.
It's a good knot. I work outside. I dress to survive. I get that. Right? Like if you're doing, but
I wonder if that person who's used to dressing, for those elements has times in their life where, okay, now it's time to throw on a sport coat or a suit or something.
Where it's not a funeral.
Where it's just, but do you enjoy that change?
Yeah.
Or are you just that comfortable in what you dress with for work and that's all you ever wanted to dress in, which is also fine. But I just wonder if there's, because that juxtaposition is kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. I think it's interesting. Some people don't care. I feel like most people don't have a suit. Most men don't have a suit. Right? Or maybe you have one.
I mean, I didn't for a long, long time.
And you sort of feel like you need it when that life event happens.
There's a wedding coming up.
A wedding or a funeral.
You've got to go to some sort of formal event. Yeah.
Am I going to look like a weirdo, like just out at dinner in a suit? I don't think so.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're going to McDonald's, you will. But
I mean, I've been at a bar before in a tux, like after an event.
After an event.
And you feel... I don't care if I'm overdressed, right?
Well, if you're at the bar, then you're probably drunk and you don't really care about anything, so.
There is that. 548, we'll take your calls and your texts when we come back here on CCO. All right, let's go to Jeff on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Jeff, do you ever miss wearing a suit, dressing up?
Absolutely, I do. I'll tell you what, I graduated in 1970. And back then, St. Cloud, Sauk Rapids area had no less than 5 really nice supper clubs. They're all gone now.
Mm.
Nobody goes there anymore.
Yeah.
More recently, I underwent radiation therapy for prostate cancer, and I gained a bunch of weight.
Right.
So next thing you know, I needed a suit. None of my old ones fit. My wife and I wanted to go to the St. Paul Hotel for their afternoon tea event last year.
Right.
I spent $1,100 on a suit,
Ooh.
$70 on a tie, $90 on a shirt, and another week and a half trying to find cufflinks for that damn shirt.
I bet you looked amazing, though. I bet you looked amazing. Jeff, thank you. Lots of great text, too. Nice shout out for Milburns, too, in the text, which I like to see. Dress up. Find a spot to dress up. You deserve it. Have a great weekend. Dan and I will talk to you on Monday.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.